This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text 701-226-8503. They all work. Although if you voice call us, you could be the Delta Constructors. One call doesn't all call of the day. Maybe win prizes. You never know how we spring that on you sometimes. Could be a MyPillow in it for you. Never know. Call Eric today, by the way, for turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services. One call does it all. Global Solutions to the oil and gas industry. Delta Constructors. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Or online at deltaconstructors.net. 7 after, I'm Todd Mitchell and Scott Hennon off gallivanting around the fjords and all that stuff. But Ron Nest of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here.
Good morning, Todd, and good morning, listeners. We have a great show planned today, and Scott is on day 10 of his Norway excursion. And after being to Norway, I would suspect that Todd is mighty ready for steak, a McDonald's somewhere right now. He's probably had his fill of salmon and fish and cold meat.
They don't have a McDonald's in Norway, which doesn't sound like what he'd be going to anyway, maybe, but
or maybe I'm 100% Norwegian, so I can say this, but the food is not good there.
So, really?
Yeah, if you're
isn't
gonna
that why
if you want to go eat, drink, take yourself to Italy or somewhere else or Strasbourg. But
not a big lutefisk fan there, Ron. Is that what I'm hearing?
It's just not the best.
Wow!
It's one of the best meals you'll find in Norway is a gas station hot dog. They wrap it with bacon, and that's like a delicacy for lunch in Norway.
Well,
like
I mean, anything wrapped in bacon is better. So.
But it's an incredible incredible time. And he's going to call in on Friday to give us an update on his the wrap-up of his trip there. So congratulations to Scott, and I know they're having a wonderful time. We have a lot of things to discuss today. We've got a great lineup of guests. And, Todd, you get to carry me twice this week. So rest up tomorrow because I'm back Friday, and we're going to
– good thing it's working out and stuff. So.
It's going to be 4th of July Friday. We're going to – talk to everybody about what's their favorite 4th of July thing.
And, there you go.
And value-added energy. And so it's going to be a
Yeah, well, you heard what happened in mine. They canceled the fireworks show up there. They couldn't raise enough funding for it. Nodak Speedway. They needed $10,000. They couldn't quite get it, so they canceled it. And that's kind of sad.
Well, maybe that's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
We saw what the North Dakota legislature went through. We certainly look outside and see the brown grass, although it is a little greener today.
Well,
says Mark, rain here. It was just about to rain last night. The clouds were up there, and I took my dogs out for a short walk just to kind of tempt the rain. And
we're still about 3.5 inches below normal year to date, and 1.13 below normal month to date. So the drought is not over, but every little bit helps, and we'll take it gladly.
Well, it's kind of like trying to raise your batting average in July or August. You got to start with one hit at a time, right?
Or in my case, trying to raise it at all at any point in time.
There's some interesting news today in the North Dakota media. Of course, a lot of discussion about the North Dakota University system, and President Dean Brashani got his contract extended yesterday. Congratulations to President Brashani, and hopefully, I'm not sure if that came with a requirement to get the team back in the national championship, but certainly, I think it's going to happen again this year.
There'll be pressure anyway.
The NDSU Bison are going to be back. Trust me, this year. But I thought it was very interesting, and I suspect we have a lot of opinions out there about Bismarck Representative Rick Becker and Republican candidate for governor last year. Rick Becker spoke to the Board of Higher Ed yesterday, and he talked about does North Dakota really need 11 state-run colleges and universities across the state, and are there better opportunities to manage them under the larger research institutions and try and provide cost savings or transition some of them to something else? Or do you look at closing a few? Of course, those colleges are in our Constitution. The legislature has put that on the ballot previously, and the people of North Dakota chose to keep them, but certainly we've got two or three private universities. We've got 11 state-run universities, and in times of economic distress, like we're likely going to see with drought conditions, and crude oil, North Dakota crude oil is selling somewhere in the low 30s this month. Times here have certainly changed, and we've got to continue to squeeze the belt and look at ways to do that. So I suspect we've got a lot of opinions out there across the state in terms of what those universities mean to those local communities or the opportunities for people to go to college there. But is there efficiency to be gained by consolidating at least some of their management functions? So something I suspect maybe the Burgum team will dig into over the next couple of years, or maybe they won't.
Well, Becker's got an interesting point. It's not like we're sitting here with little white schoolhouses every couple of miles, and this isn't 1875, and you're taking the horse and buggy. We're in a far more advanced society in this day and age, and maybe it's time to think in those terms.
And give him credit for having the courage to go up and say that in front of the Board of Higher Ed and the public, and really start the discussion, maybe, because
sure.
I think it is a discussion, and we went through this across North Dakota with small-town schools. Many, many, many of them have consolidated and come out probably better and stronger as a result. So maybe there are some efficiencies going forward, but I think it's probably going to have to come from within rural North Dakota, because what's happened historically, these small college towns and their leaders have joined together and opposed closing any of them. So maybe there's just some efficiencies that can be gained without having to move toward closing.
Do we need Mayville State at this point, or can we divide that between UND and NDSU and make it stronger? But
well, I think they...
Not to single them out, but just as an example.
The accounting, the HR, and the management functions at Mayville State could be gobbled up by NDSU or UND probably by the time this show is done. They could probably have those hundreds of employees and everything into a much larger system. So
The whole point is money's tight, and academia can't be immune from the need to be efficient. If the rest of government has to operate efficiently, then so does academia. Sorry, you guys are not sacred cows.
Well,
I have complete respect for academia. Don't get me wrong, but
if you consolidated the management functions,
mm-hmm.
and do you really need a president of each of those universities, or can you have a vice president of UND or a vice president of NDSU at Mayville State, running Mayville State, or those are cost savings too.
True.
We've got 11 presidents as well.
Yeah.
In addition to a chancellor who is overseeing the entire system. So interesting discussion and one that I think should continue. And, the state agencies, this year, the legislature kind of broke apart the Department of Health and created a separate Department of Environmental Quality for reasons vastly different, but consolidation doesn't always mean more efficiency either. But in this case, I think it's going to become more efficient because you've got an entity that's going to focus on something that they were primarily focused on anyways, but they were underneath this huge umbrella, which was kind of burdensome and probably splitting their mission somewhat. So
yeah.
Good stuff. So our guests today, we have Christy Williamson with One Oak. Of course, One Oak is a huge natural gas processing operator in North Dakota. And our second guest is Chuck McConnell. He's the executive director of the Energy Environment Initiative at Rice University. And more importantly, a 35-year veteran of the energy industry. But he was the Assistant Secretary of Energy under the Department of Energy, and has a lot of knowledge, and is also on the Energy and Environmental Research Foundation Board of Directors at EERC in Grand Forks. And this guy brings it. Let me tell you, Todd, he's got a lot of He's got a lot of things to say, and he says them, and he's been around the street a few times, and he knows energy, and I think he'll be of great interest this morning. Also, I saw something in the Fargo Forum this morning that I thought was really interesting. Carson Wentz was back in Fargo, and Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz leaves young fans awestruck at Fargo event. And it is just really cool to have our own NFL superstar here in North Dakota.
Oh, no doubt.
A guy like that here, and I think it's great to get the kids out to meet him, and hopefully we'll get to see a little more of him in Bismarck after a successful NFL season this year, and maybe we can do some things in that.
I was just talking to a friend from Philly, and he said, I mean, he's really taking the place by storm, like he's never seen an Eagles quarterback, and the Lord knows they desperately needed a strong quarterback, and they got one.
They got one, and of course, it's Kevin Kramer Wednesday, so we got Kevin Kramer Town Hall from 10 to 11 o'clock, so get your questions ready for Kevin. There's no shortage of political topics to banter about, so... With that, we'll be right back, right, Todd?
Yeah. 0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all run to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry. A fireworks today.
Two locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Take a break from the common and experience a bit of the extraordinary. Whether it's a rugged adventure or exploring the backcountry trail, a quest for the longest golf drive, or experiencing the rich culture and history of the region of North Dakota, the possibilities for enjoying McKenzie County or as endless as our night skies. Visit McKenzie County Tourism for more info. Tourism.mckenziecounty.net. So much to do. So little time. 20 after. I'm Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hannon on What's Your Mind Today, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and big hip-hop fan. Here he is.
No Ron, more hip-hop.
Ron Ness.
That's got to come to an end.
You want no hip-hop
No
today,
hip-hop.
That, okay.
Manny,
Manny, get
help
the,
me out here. This is, we got to do something.
We have our marching orders here, so...
I can't be subject to hip-hop the rest of this day.
There's no hip hop in
music. I'm not sure what that, that is either.
That was kind of soft hip hop, really. But yeah,
it's a good song though.
Not a bad song, but
we're back. Okay? We're back. I promise better music to come.
Come on.
See, Ron, it's all about getting that younger, more active demographic and stuff like that. It's all in the marketing.
Let's get back to the '80s when they really made music.
Everybody's got their decade. That's your.
I'll give you the late '70s too. So. Good morning, everyone. As Todd said, Ron Ness, guest hosting for Scott Hannon today. And our first guest this morning is Christy Williamson. She's the Vice President of Gas Supply for One Oak, Rockies Midstream Company. One Oak, of course, is a company that has put incredible investment into North Dakota. And we're glad to have Christy. She's been a big part of the gas discussion and the gas capture and the big flaring discussion in North Dakota over the past 6 to 10 years. So, good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me here this morning.
You bet. Now, you grew up in Detroit. You currently, live in Tulsa at One Oaks headquarters, but, I know you spent a lot of time in North Dakota. You're on the North Dakota Petroleum Council Board of Directors. And so what do you like about North Dakota when you're here?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I like about North Dakota. My family's actually all from the West Texas region. And when I come up to North Dakota, I kind of feel like I'm back out in West Texas. While temperature can be different, it's the big skies and the friendly people and just the beautiful countryside. And that's probably my favorite thing when I get up there is to drive around and just see different people and visit some of the smaller towns.
Well, unfortunately, we're looking and feeling a lot more like West Texas in late June this year because of the heat and the
yes.
the dry, the heat that comes and goes, but the dry that hasn't ended. So, Christy, tell us a little bit about One Oak's presence in North Dakota and the investment you've made and the type of plants you have and how much natural gas you're capturing every day.
Absolutely. Well, so as you said, One Oak's headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we have about 2,500 employees across the U.S., but the Bakken is a very important region, and it's been a big place we've been very focused on the last 5 to 7 years, building out infrastructure. So up in the Bakken, you know, as you said, One Oak Rockies Midstream, our system is made up of more than 7,000 miles of pipe and 10 natural gas processing plants. And so we have a capacity today about just under 1 billion cubic feet per day of gas that we can move. And over this last, 7 years, with the boom and everything that's been going on, we've built out this extensive system, both to serve the producers, but capture this very valuable natural resource in the natural gas. And so if you look over the last 5 years during the big peak here, we were probably constructing on average 500 miles of pipeline per year and bringing on one new gas plant per year. And those gas plants take 2 years to build. So it's been an extensive planning and construction and execution process for the last 10 years, really, putting these assets together. And all total, we've spent a little over $3 billion up in the North Dakota region building out for the Bakken. And today, we probably have right around 350 employees who are operating and supporting and managing the assets up there, both in North Dakota and some in Montana. We've got offices located around Killdeer and Watford and Williston, as well as Sydney, Montana, and even one small office there in Bismarck.
Christy, the 7,000 miles of pipe and the $3 billion, which is part of the $13 billion that that your sector has really, the midstream sector has invested in trying to capture this North Dakota rich natural gas. What do you see for the demand going forward in terms of we're going to need to continue to grow that infrastructure, I suspect, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And, we have a little bit, with the little downturn that we had, we brought on 2 natural gas plants in the last year. And so we actually have a little bit of capacity today. We're probably moving between 800 and 850 million cubic feet per day out of that BCF. So we have a little headroom in front of us right now. But with the significant pickup we've seen in rigs and holding on, even in the current price environment, they've gotten more efficient, and there's continuing to be a ramp up of drilling as well as the infrastructure that's going to be needed. I think we've got a large footprint, and we tried to make, you know, keeping the landowners in mind, and you know, all the landowners up there have experienced the good and the bad of this kind of a growth cycle. And so we tried to go in this last couple of years and really put the big trunk lines in so that in some areas you won't have to keep going back to the same place, but you are going to continue to be building pipelines out all to those new wells. And we do think there will be some additional gas plants and takeaway that will need to be addressed as well.
The investment in the infrastructure to really go out and capture that natural gas, I think, is one of the great untold stories in North Dakota and across the country. We've been able to reduce that flaring percentage to somewhere around 9 to 11% today, and we know that we're always going to have flaring because it's a safety mechanism, and it's just part of any time you can't put natural gas in a tank, you can't put it in a truck. So anytime there's any disruption or maintenance issue or safety issue, that well or that plant goes to flare. So thank you for all that investment. Can you just, I'm an oil guy and a gasoline buyer. So can you just put in perspective what 1 billion cubic feet of gas means to somebody like me that can't quite do the math on how many homes that might heat?
Sure. And so, I mean, what we're moving at about 800 today, you know, if you go back to 2010, we weren't even moving 100. It was probably 50 to 70, you know, so it's just significant growth. But if you look at that today on the average U.S. consumption, that's probably 4 million homes that, you know, we would be heating every day with this 800 million, you know, to come in just on the One Oaks portion of the Bakken, which is not the total. The other key thing that we don't ever talk about, everybody talks about crude oil and we talk about natural gas, but the other interesting natural resource that comes out with the oil and the gas are these natural gas liquids. They're liquids that are entrained in the gas, and most people are familiar with, say, propane, you know, because we use that for home heating or we use it on our barbecue grills. But you also have ethane and butane and natural gasolines. And the amount that gas we're currently capturing in the One Oak plants, we're producing over 100,000 barrels per day of those valuable natural gas liquids. And that's 4.2 million gallons per day. And if you do the math on that, that's between 6 or 7 Olympic-sized swimming pools every day worth of these valuable NGLs coming out of the Bakken. And that's one unique thing about the Bakken is the gas is so much richer than various other plays that you hear about in other states, probably 2 to 3 times more NGLs in the Bakken. And so that's a big piece of the infrastructure that we don't talk as much about. But those, you know, those products are used to make everyday things like plastic, rubber, fertilizer, laundry detergent, fishing lines. You know, we use butanes in the fuel blending or for jet fuels and things like that. So those everyday
Christy,
things.
Christy, we're going to wrap up, but that is a great segue for what we're going to talk about Friday and value-added energy and the importance of energy and all of the things that we use and need for the 4th of July. And we thank One Oak for their investment, and we thank One Oak for all the great jobs you're providing. So thanks for being our guest today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How did the Dakota Access protest get as big as they did? That question from Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Softball in during McQuaid 42nd Annual Sam McQuaid Senior Budweiser Charity Softball Tournament this past weekend at Bismarck Band. And
we have determined who's in charge of music now. Now you're on it, Todd.
No, you called this shot. You called your shot. Just like Babe.
Way to make it happen.
28 before the hour, Todd Mitchell and Ron S. What's on your mind? It's Wheels Wednesday. Pucklicht. And here we go. Wednesday Wheels. Pucklicht Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City, your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels in the Northern Plains. Two great stores, by the way, one in Bismarck, one in Valley City. This week's featured vehicles, a Valley City vehicle, 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. Impala?
Impala, I got one.
Jet black, 60,000 miles, barely broken in, right? Now, it's been sitting there with a sticker on the lot at $15,995. It's sale price today at $14,998. It's got all the nice features, leather, heated seats, a sunroof, a spoiler. Tell them you heard about it on What's in Your Mind. Tell them Scott sent you all the way from Norway, and you'll get $1,000 off. $14,998. Hop online, check out PucklickValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles means you save a ton, and most of the time they know who owned it, they know who bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. 2016 Chevy Impala Limited, $14,998. Tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind. You drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklicht Chevrolet Buick GMC, easy for me to say, right? 721 West Main in Valley City, and of course online, pucklicht.com, pucklicktvalleycity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. North Dakota's Petroleum Council president and big fan of hip hop. Here he is. Okay, the last part I'm making up. It's Ron Ness.
I believe that I should buy this Chevy Impala because I have a 2010 Chevy Impala that is on the verge of having three teenagers be the drivers of it. I don't think that car has any idea what it's up for.
Well, give them that one. It's time for you to trade up in 2016. And tell them Scott Hennon sent you all the way from Adora.
I think the guy needs two of them if you're going to have three teenagers, just to keep one in operational condition. So our last guest was Christy Williamson with One Oak, and she did a fantastic job. And our time went very quickly. But one thing I wanted to add, last week we had about 50 plus school teachers here, and we had them out to the One Oak gas plant at Bear Creek, which is north of Kildare. And one thing I thought was amazing, there were previous students from Hazen High School there, two of which were females, and a couple of them in the power process plant technology degree from BSC. And let's say they had done 1 year in the classroom, a one-year online starting salary somewhere between $60,000 and $80,000, plus up to about a $20,000 living package. These are great career opportunities. We're going to need a lot more people. So if you're a parent out there and you have young people, don't be scared to encourage them to look at North Dakota's two-year university degrees. These are tremendous opportunities in North Dakota's energy, and they're going to continue to come forth. And opportunities in North Dakota's ethanol plants with that degree, certainly in the power plants and in the gas plants and the refineries across the state. So a tremendous plug for Bismarck State College and the programs that they're offering over there. Our next guest is Chuck McConnell. Chuck's the executive director of the Rice University's Energy Environmental Initiative. He's a Rice University, of course, is in Houston. He's a 35-year veteran of the energy industry, and he was previously the Assistant Secretary of Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy, a guy with a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge. He's also on the EERC Foundation Board of Directors in Grand Forks and brings a lot of breadth of knowledge. And good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Ron. Pleasure to be with you.
So, Chuck, we were up in Grand Forks a few weeks ago, and you were part of a panel discussion about what are really some of the opportunities for North Dakota in terms of moving forward, and some of the things that you're doing at Rice in terms of relevant and impactful technologies for fossil fuels and energy sustainability. You want to just tee that up a little bit and give us some of your thoughts where North Dakota ought to be headed with energy policy and discussions?
Well, certainly that event was fantastic, well attended, and it's always nice for me to get back up into North Dakota and be with the folks that are in the industry, in the marketplace. It's a real opportunity. In those conversations, we talk a lot about relevance and impact in terms of technology. That's really the centering point for our energy and environment initiative here at Rice University. It drives us toward what we describe as real energy sustainability, and that includes and assumes that accessibility, affordability, and environmental responsibility will all be harmonized. And so you achieve that with great technology. You can push things with policies and doing things that will move the markets in certain directions to incentivize. But at the end of the day, it's technology and what technology is all about. To the point that you just asked, and I was just listening into the broadcast before coming online here, talking about downstream potential, and that seemed to be a topic at our symposium, Ron, that was particularly interesting to most of the folks in the room. It's not so much about just having the raw materials, the oil, the gas, the ability to export fuels and feedstocks, et cetera, but to actually begin to consider downstream integration. And it's probably one of the biggest keys toward long-term economic development in any place in the world, if you look at it. And certainly it seemed to be very much of interest to North Dakota for your oil and gas resources up there.
North Dakota has a long history in value-added agriculture, and former Governor Dalrymple was not only a leader as governor, but he did it with the Dakota Growers Pasta Plant. And so we've got some history in this on the ag side. We've seen a bit of it, but you know, when we were just talking to Christy Williamson and that company alone, capturing about 850 BCF of gas a day, enough to eat 4 million homes, but they had 100,000 barrels of liquids, and along with all of their peers in the industry. How do we go about kind of hitting that first single or double in the value added world? We got a small LNG plant or off of the Hess gas plant up in Tioga, providing some biofuel to drilling rigs in the oil and gas industry. But you know, that's a very small niche market up there. But how would we get to landing that big fertilizer plant or that big polypropylene plant? You make those plastic beads out of these liquids that we have here. I know there's been discussion, but it seems like the capital always flows to the Gulf Coast.
Well, Ron, there's reasons for that. Obviously, you used the word twice in the last sentence, big. I think scale and the ability to participate in global markets with scalable production facilities goes a long way toward commodity chemical pricing and the ability to make those chemicals and value-added products at a competitive global price. I think just to take a step back and think about it in terms of economic value add, there's any number of studies that would suggest that if you export a dollar's worth of oil or gas from North Dakota or any country around the world, that adds a dollar of GDP. If you export that same amount in the form of a finished product, a polyethylene, the plastic beads, the things that you just talked about, you're typically looking about a 10x multiplier in terms of GDP. And that's because of the jobs, the revenue creation for the infrastructure that then exists in the country or location that it's placed. So it's a real opportunity to create value add economic development, and that's across the board. To your question, I think the state has an opportunity to take a step back and look at not just the growth in the exploration and production in the Bakken, but to actually look at taking a study, a hard look at the ability to develop the midstream all the way to downstream investments that could become game changers in your state in terms of employment, in terms of participation in the market. And it's an interesting place where North Dakota is because it's positioned in the mid-continent. It has an ability to access a number of different facilities and centers where chemicals production does occur outside the Gulf Coast. But, you know, scale and the ability to utilize Gulf Coast assets is certainly always a tough barrier. But, you know, when states have a will to want to move in that direction, there's opportunities to analyze it and capitalize on it.
Chuck, one of the other topics of discussion at EERC earlier this month was when you look at the Bakken and for every 100 barrels of oil in the ground, we're still leaving somewhere between 92 or 96 of them behind. What are the, and you look at the energy prices and we talk about gas and the lower for longer and on the price side of gas looks out forever on the curve, but and it doesn't appear that the oil price is going to be bouncing back into the levels which it was before any time for a long time, much less it back into the 50s or low 60s where we think it needs to be to really grow and expand the Bakken. So the answer has to be technology. What are the things that you see and that you're doing at Rice or EERC might be doing in terms of a better recovery factor in that Bakken?
Well, let me just reflect on the fact that what we're excited about here at Rice is a recent memorandum that we've signed with the EERC to put the minds of our technology people in science and engineering and all the technology areas in terms of the digital oil field. We're working in concert now with the EERC to put our faculty and the capabilities of the EERC purposely together to address not just technology for productivity, but also for safety and environmental responsibility as well. In terms of the oil that's left in the ground, clearly everybody recognizes it as the opportunity. The Bakken is big, but it's a whole lot bigger if you're able to get the kinds of recoveries that some of these new stimulating technologies that we're addressing now can achieve. Carbon dioxide and enhanced oil recovery.
Chuck, we're going to move on to a break here. We'll keep you on through the break, and we'll continue this discussion shortly.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA. USA.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their convention in North Dakota. The Oil and Gas Mineral Owners 5th Annual Convention, June 29th and 30th, is in Bismarck, North Dakota this year. This is an educational event open to the public. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what's happening in North Dakota that will affect mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, and a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online to naro-us.org/events. naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 29th and 30th in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. See you in Bismarck.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You sign up every week because PetroServe USA is giving away $50,000. PetroServe USA, customer-owned people just like you. 100% American-made fuels. Plus the Deli Express Mega Sandwich, $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, two for a dollar. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestle 23-ounce bottles are 89 cents each. Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups, the standard ones are 59. The king size for $1.09. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39 each. Albany's Gummies, 129 each. I could go on and on. Just stop by PetroServe USA. I'm Scott Mitchell. This is What's on Your Mind, in for Scott Hennen from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness.
Thank you, Todd. 15 minutes away from Kevin Kramer Town Hall Wednesday, so please call or text in your questions, and we'll be certain to get them to Congressman Kramer, as we have him as our second hour guest today. Our last guest this hour is Chuck McConnell. the former Assistant Secretary of Energy and now with Rice University. Chuck, we were discussing the opportunities and the potential for value-added natural gas opportunities across North Dakota, tremendous additions that would bring. And then we were just getting into talking about how do we ramp up the recovery rate of the Bakken in order to allow us to play in the capital attraction game and grow this Bakken resource over the next several decades?
It's essential that technology leadership be in place. Certainly what's being done today is not what the future would be envisioned. And in terms of participating against other plays in the United States, but certainly globally, being out in front with technology is critical. I think the EERC is going a long way in terms of carbon dioxide and utilization of that for enhanced oil recovery. We're also beginning to do some work with ethane as well. And some of those early stage results are really remarkable. And I think as we're able to push this forward, the whole point of what we're doing with technology is to create the words that have been used recently, and that is energy dominance. It's time for us to stop apologizing for our bountiful fossil resources and do our ever-loving best to get as much as we can out of the ground and in play, and certainly do it in an environmentally responsible way. And that's the letters that the EERC stands for.
Chuck, some of the things we've got a new Secretary of Energy. I suspect you know him well. What do you expect to see out of this new leadership at the Department of Energy going forward? And are they beginning to get some of the people in places to make that happen?
It's not gone as rapidly as one would expect, but I think there's probably good reason for that, because to simply replace what had been going on before is an easy task. You can just move people in and out of jobs that had already been there. I think right now the administration is looking at the new and important areas of focus, particularly in our national grid for electricity, for reliability and resiliency, in our ability to harvest our natural resources, as we were just talking about, in terms of oil recovery, natural gas recovery, looking at infrastructure systems, being certain that we have all the capabilities to be a dominant provider of energy around the world. And I think that's going to roll into our foreign policy, Ron. I think we'll see ourselves being much more effective in bringing forth support to our allies. Situations around the world that can be unstable, we'll be in a much better place as an energy dominant country to impact that.
I've seen Governor Perry, now Secretary Perry, provide probably some of the most inspirational topics on discussions on energy and speeches and various things. I think he's got a very strong background and a very strong knowledge as a Texas governor in terms of bringing that force to the discussion about, you know, let's not be shy about our great energy resources in this country, and let's develop them. We've got a lot of people out there that seem to be opposed to us developing the energy resources, and they forget that we're paying a little over $2 a gallon for gasoline, or a little under $2 a gallon for gasoline. And just years ago, really prior to the Bakken and this new technology, we were paying $4+ a gallon. How do we manage this outsurge of anti-fossil fuel folks going forward? And we've got about a minute and a half here, Chuck.
I don't know that there's a way to manage it, Ron. I think it's really drinking it in and understanding that it's a reality in our world today. And so excusing things or trying to work around circumstances that put environmental issues to the back burner is not the way to be successful in terms of moving our energy strategy forward. But I will say that it's important for us not to apologize for our uses of fossil fuels. It's so critically important to meet our needs and the global needs around the world. What's critical is we focus on the technologies that can allow fossil fuels to be environmentally responsible, and in terms of getting it out of the ground, in terms of using the products, making the products, and supplying the energy that the world needs so very much.
Chuck, thank you so much for being our guest, and we greatly appreciate your support of North Dakota and our needs to advance our technology here on both the oil side, the gas side, and the coal side, and find that mix going forward. So have a great 4th of July, Chuck, and make sure you get back and see us once in a while. So with that, we'll be back with Congressman Kramer in the next hour. Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.